Welcome to the City's Backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now. Welcome to the show. It is the Christmas special edition, and I'm very happy to introduce our guest for this episode, Noel Ramos. And, you know, with a name like Noel, it's just perfect for Christmas week. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Matt. Thanks so much for having me. And Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. Same to you. And, you know, you are a grip on this old house. We're going to get into what a grip really means. A lot of people don't understand the term. And this old house has been around a long time, the long-running television show about home renovations. So the theme of the show is home for the holidays. And we really appreciate you coming on the City's Backyard podcast. You do a few different things. You've always been a multitasker. So not only are you a grip on this old house, but you've done some acting, and you're also a graphic designer. And once again, have to thank you for the new logo of the City's Backyard podcast with Matt Zacho. Love it. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to design both logos.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that it's Christmas week, it's just so great to have you on because your name is Noel. So you were born on Christmas?
I was born on Christmas Day. And even more interesting, people might get a chuckle out of this, the hospital actually sent me home in a large stocking, which I still have to this day, and I hang it up every year.
And you're actually in a red T-shirt that says, I believe, with a picture of Santa Claus on it.
Of course.
So, Noel, let's get into the show This Old House, because, I mean, so many people just love that show, and it's, you know, evolved over the years. But let's first talk about what the term grip means and some of the titles for people that are involved with the show behind the scenes.
Well, as I've told you before in personal conversation, the film industry has a longstanding tradition of coming up with interesting names for the gear and for the jobs that they do on set. And some of the more interesting names in my department are, for instance, the person who is in charge of all the electricians on set, whether it's a male or female, is referred to as the best boy, which I find kind of humorous. And the guy who handles all of the lighting for the set is known as the gaffer, which is kind of humorous. And my position is called grip. And I think that's very appropriate because basically what I do is grip things. I pick them up and I put them down where they want them. I handle all of the equipment needed to move the camera. I handle all of the rigging and whatnot that holds up the lights. And I do a lot of attaching things to other things. So I think grip is actually a term for the job I do. But on a small, like this old house and other smaller productions, there's a tendency for people to wear many hats. So I'm often doing things that a grip wouldn't normally do on larger productions. So lots of folks have taken to just calling me MacGyver.
Yeah. Well, isn't there different terms for different grips, like lighting grip a grip is just covers a lot?
Well, there's the key grip, and the key grip is in charge of all the other grips. So the word key is often put in front of other titles to indicate that's the lead person of that particular group of set workers. So there could be a key grip, there can be a key production assistant, and those people are in charge of the other folks on set. I have worked as a key grip many times, but on a small set like this old house, I'm usually the one and the only grip. So, and there's not really a gaffer per se, so I'm actually a griffer.
Yeah. So this old house, which, you know, is also known as TOH, let's talk about the history. I mean, it's been around for 40 years or more than 40 years?
Yeah, more than 40 years now. Premiered in 1979, and you know, folks may not really be aware of this, or maybe they just don't realize it, but this old house actually launched the entire home renovation television industry. It was the first of its kind, and it became so super popular that now we have all of these different networks and channels and television shows and web content about home renovation, but it was this old house that got it all started. And it's now in its 41st season, and it's become a multimedia empire at this point because they've done so much to move into the web space, and they have all kinds of web content that they put up, the digital streaming of the television content. They do all kinds of social media stuff. Kevin O'Connor himself, the host of the show, actually does all of these really great video blogs or vlogs where he talks directly to the fans of the show. And they have the Insider Club, which is really cool. People can join. They pay a small membership fee, and they can watch each renovation in real time through all these webcams that they have set up all around the house. They do social media posts all the time where special film crews will go out with a drone and they'll do drone footage of the whole renovation, and they'll do all kinds of special little featurettes, and those are specifically for the web viewers. So on top of all of that, they have a magazine, and the magazine is also huge. So they're all over the place
right
now. It's pretty amazing.
Speaking of Kevin O'Connor, I really appreciate that he said hello to myself and all our listeners on the City's Backyard podcast. That was really cool. You were on set and you had him do a little greeting, a little holiday greeting. So thank him for me and all the listeners for doing that. But let's talk about not only him as a host, the other hosts, but I did want to mention just the hosts in general. All of them are so likable on this old house. They're very down to earth guys. And are there any female hosts on it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can we mention all the hosts?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, while we're at this, I can tell people about the website. All
sure
of this information is on the web. There's tons of stuff on the website. It's an incredible website. So if folks go to thisoldhouse.com, they can easily just click on cast and you'll see these names: Norm Abram, who everyone probably remembers. He's been around for a long time. Nathan Gilbert, Mauro Henrique, he's the painter. Mark McCullough, Jen Nawada, there's a female for you. She's in charge of all of the landscaping and whatnot. And we're going to talk about her because it's pertinent to the City's Backyard. Then Kevin O'Connor, of course, Charlie Silva, Tom Silva, Jeff Sweener, Richard Trithewey, and Ross Trithewey. They're on screen all the time, so folks remember them. So, yeah, and then there's even more folks that they bring in as guests and whatnot to talk about the various products that they feature in each show. So it's a great crew of people, and you're absolutely right. They're so down to earth. These are real people doing real jobs. These are contractors. These are homeowners. Kevin was a homeowner originally when he first came to this old house, and he's learned as much as we have. He's brought us along for the ride and learned from the folks that are experts in their field. And that's why he's a great host, because he's like one of us watching the show and learning. So he's just perfect.
When you watch the show, you actually feel like you're there with the hosts. You know, they make you feel included. It's not like they're talking down to you, you know, because their knowledge is huge on the whole home renovation industry. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, the home is more important than ever with this pandemic going on. A lot of people are hunkered down in their homes, trying to stay safe. I mean, the home is where the heart is.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think that that's one of the reasons that home renovation has become sort of a comfort zone for folks right now, because they're at home so much right now that any work they do around the house to improve that space is only going to improve their conditions, their living conditions, for being cooped up in that space and having to spend so much time at home. So I think it's actually taken on a whole new meaning during this pandemic. And if you reduce the costs of living where you live, then that's helping you sustain yourself through this time of difficulty also. So it's a double win-win.
Let's talk about this Dorchester triple-decker renovation. You can tell us all about it, but it was a very old home from 1905, and it was damaged in a fire over 4th of July.
Yes, that's right. This is the most recent renovation that they're working on, and I was most recently on set with them at this house
in Massachusetts.
Yes, and it's a special renovation because of the woman who owns this place, Carol Weidman. She is a retired accountant, and she used to be a foster parent. So this home has seen many foster kids come through its doors, and she gave them a place to live and love and care. So it's a special place. And unfortunately, the building next door and this building both burned significant damage due to a fire that was caused by some illegal fireworks during the 4th of July celebration. And it caused considerable damage to Carol's home. The tree in the backyard, a venerable 50-year-old tree, was burned so badly it had to be taken down. The side of the building, all of the siding melted completely off the building. The back porch was burned beyond repair. A lot of the electrical system suffered. So this put a real big responsibility on the This Old House crew to help her out of this situation. And when I was there last time, they had gotten a considerable amount of work done on the place, and it is really starting to look fantastic.
That is awesome. Speaking of, you know, different homes in the New England area, I mean, what if somebody wanted to have their home featured on This Old House? How do they submit their own house?
There is a special page on the website that I mentioned earlier, thisoldhouse.com, and I can actually give you that link. I would invite you to include it in the show description so folks can click on it and go right to the page. And it has a form you can fill out to submit your home or someone else's home that you think is worthy of a renovation.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next question about COVID protocols. The last time I had you on the show was in the very beginning of the pandemic, and production came to a screeching halt. So now you're back in action. This Old House is back to renovating homes. So what's the latest on the TV industry of all these protocols, and how's it going?
Well, I gotta say, I'm actually really proud of our industry because we have taken on the responsibility ourselves to be self-policing and create a series of guidelines that must be followed in order to maintain a safe set for cast and crew. And if they are not followed, then the people who have been given this responsibility have the authority to shut the entire production down. They're taking it very seriously and policing themselves in this regard. They created an entire new department and a new job description, the COVID compliance officer, for which I have taken training. I've learned about the epidemiology of COVID-19. I've learned about the safety protocols and how to maintain a safe set, which is very important at this point. And all of the film sets I've been on so far have been really good about this. So everyone's masked up as much as they can possibly be. We're sanitizing constantly. There's people that go around and sanitize heavily touched items, doorknobs and other things. The equipment is sanitized in between use. The vehicles are sanitized. The COVID compliance officer checks temperatures before anyone starts working for the day. When they get the set, you get the thing in your forehead and they check your temperature. You have to submit a form saying that you are, you know, not feeling any symptoms. There's testing going on constantly. People are tested before they arrive to set. They're tested during the shoot if it's a long shoot. So they're really taking this seriously, and the sets feel safe. I feel safe when I'm working, which is important. Got to feel safe.
And you seem a lot happier now that you're back, you know, in action working for This Old House. All right, Noelle, let's take a break. I want to talk a little bit more about This Old House and then also get into some of the other things you've been up to in your career and, you know, as a multitasker, as a MacGyver. So let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to hit on Christmas and Christmas carols, and we'll get into that coming up next right after this.
The Wall Street Tavern in Norwalk is now open with their cool rock and roll decor. Check out their great menu, a delightful offering of appetizers, soups, salads, sandwiches, wood-fired pizzas, and delicious entrees and desserts. From the wood-roasted all-natural half-chicken to the grilled dry-aged New York strip. For more info, log on to WallStreetTAVfortavern.com. That's WallStreetTAV.com. 102 Wall Street, Norwalk.
Stay fit, stay strong, stay healthy with Nikki Fit. Nikki Fit offers fitness classes and more all online from the safety of your own home. Log on to stayfitwithnikkifit.com to learn more. Spell Nikki Fit with two K's. Enter code STAY STRONG for 15% off your first service at stayfitwithnikkifit.com.
Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar is now open with the best tapas in town.
Come enjoy delicious food and check out their wide selection of white and red bottles of wine to go.
Plus sangria and cerveza as well. Bistro Mediterranean and Tapas Bar with four locations.
Westbrook, East Haven, Ridgefield, and Norwalk on the Post Road, 36 Westport Avenue.
Bistro Mediterranean and TapasBar.com.
Check out Bistro Mediterranean Takeout to Go and now offering catering. The Reading Beer Company is open and always releasing new seasonal craft beers. Enjoy the Bohemian Amber coming in early 2021. To see their wide selection of tasty craft beers, log on to ReadingBeer.com. Enjoy Reading Beer this holiday season at the following locations: Rory's, Wall Street Tavern, Sedona Tap House, Amis Trattoria, The Spinning Wheel, and Ancona's Wines and Spirits. Go to ReadingBeer.com to order online or for weekend pandemic hours. The Reading Beer Company, 7 Main Street, Reading, Connecticut.
Hey everybody, Kevin O'Connor from This Old House, and I just wanted to wish happy holidays to Matt Zacho and all of his listeners on The City's Backyard. Take care.
Who knew the sleepy suburbs would be so popular? You're listening to The City's Backyard.
It's The City's Backyard with our guest, Noel Ramos, a grip on This Old House, the long-running show for over 40 years on television, and everybody just loves This Old House. And I think, Noel, a lot of people, like I said in the segment before, is, you know, home is where the heart is. So I think when people watch the show, they can relate because everybody loves a nice home. And speaking of Christmas and the holidays and home for the holidays, let's just touch a little bit on this Dorchester project that happened in Massachusetts. So that has been wrapped up. Has that episode aired yet?
No, I was just there the other day. It has not wrapped up. The renovation's still in full swing, so it's going to be a while. These projects take many months.
Yeah, let's talk about the Christmas caroling and renovating not only the house, but the backyard.
That's right. When I was there this last time, I was thinking of you, Matt, because I was in the backyard. We were renovating the backyard of the Dorchester house, so it was really appropriate. So perfect for the city's backyard. We were in the city's backyard, Boston's backyard, and we were renovating a backyard. The owner of the home, Carol, was just thrilled because she had not been able to really use her backyard before this in the way that she will be able to now. The show host, Jen Nawada, who is in charge of all the landscaping, was there, and she was in charge of creating this awesome patio that was being built with these special stones and special bricks. And that was in progress the whole day. And they pretty much completed it before we left for the day, which I thought was amazing. They got the job done quickly.
So there's no definitive time that you're at each house. I mean, each house is different, right?
Yes, absolutely. It depends on the size of the house, the size of the land, the lot that it's on, the scope of the project, how much work they're going to be doing during the renovation. And keep in mind, they're also doing all these other little side projects for the various social media things they do and the website featurettes. So they're out there doing these small repairs on different homes as well. And those are just really quick repairs that they go in and do for the day and head back to the Concord loft. And then they do shoots at the loft in Massachusetts at the This Old House headquarters in Concord, Massachusetts, where they do shoots in the loft.
Yeah, I want to get into that in one second, but I want to get back to, you know, home for the holidays and Christmas. So not only, you know, is that a great thing that This Old House did for Carol, we're going to call her Christmas Carol. And
right.
And what about these Christmas carols?
I know that during the shoot, they took a break and everybody got issued a Santa hat and various other. One guy had to dress up as a reindeer, which he was mortified, but it was awesome. And then they did a whole big Christmas Carol thing. And I am assuming that there's going to be video of this that they will post somewhere. And I've been pressing them for that. When do we get to see this Christmas Carol session? So keep your eyes out for that. It should be hilarious.
So back to the main studio for This Old House. That is in Massachusetts?
That's right. This old house is actually in your backyard, Matt. They have their corporate offices right near you in Stamford, Connecticut. But they have their loft recording studio in Concord, Massachusetts. And this is a really cool barn-like space that they've turned into a studio for a lot of the smaller repair segments and tips and advice segments. And they do quite a bit of filming up there, which is really cool.
So, you know, a lot of people listening to the show, they've moved throughout the country. And the great thing about podcasting is they can tune in anywhere. And a lot of people, you know, speaking of home for the holidays, they like to hear about New England, if they're from the New England area. Where do most of the film shoots take place? Massachusetts and Rhode Island, or all over the East Coast?
This is a great question, because I myself, as you know, moved to California when I was just 17 years old, and I lived out there for many years, and I actually started to get homesick for New England. You know, if you're born and raised in New England, you really do become a New Englander. And if you move to somewhere else in the country, you miss it. You miss the four seasons. You miss the scenery. You miss the trees and the hills and valleys. And I didn't even realize this until I'd been out in California for several years. So I had to move back home. I couldn't stand it anymore. And so, yes, I think that this old house definitely has a New England feel to it because of the hosts, you know, being from the Boston area largely and other areas in the Northeast. But also just because a lot of the renovations take place near the Concord location. But they do travel considerably, and they've done renovations all over the country, New Orleans, Los Angeles. Recently, they went out to Paradise, California, because there was a huge fire out there, and the entire town literally burned to the ground. And this old house went out there and helped for quite a long time to help rebuild the town of Paradise.
What are some of the eastern states that they go and film?
As you mentioned, you know, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, they've been in Connecticut in the lower Fairfield area largely, and other states.
New Hampshire?
I believe so, yes. You can go to the website, and there is a link there that says there's a link for seasons and a link for the projects. So you can look at the different project houses that they've worked on, which is really cool.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, the fact that they are from New England, and when they're on the air, on camera, you do hear their accents. So, you know, they're genuinely from the New England area. And I think even, you know, for a guy like me who's from the New York area, you know, I was born in New York, I still like hearing their Boston accents. There's something comforting about that, you know?
Yeah, it really does have a New England vibe for sure.
Yes. And I think people really do like that. Yeah. And, you know, so it's kind of cool that it sounds regional, you know, you know that it's coming from New England. And I think people just kind of enjoy those Boston accents. I mean, everybody loves Boston. So let's talk about some of the other things you've done or are currently doing. So, you know, you've done some acting and you're a grip, and then you have your own production company where, you know, you can film commercials and any sort of television programming. Tell us about your production company called Unit 2 Productions.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, I spent most of my career as a graphic designer, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to do those logos for you. And that I managed to segue into the film industry. And first it was acting, and then I started to do crew work, and slowly but surely started to build up equipment so that I could go out into the field and work in the G&E department of various sets. And that led to me getting a studio space in Meriden, Connecticut, which I turned into Unit 2 Productions. So I like to think of myself as filling a niche for filmmakers that are in the lower budget range and they don't have the resources to spend on large studios with a lot of expensive equipment. So they can come to my place, which is kind of a warehouse space, multi-purpose space that we can create whatever they want in there, build a set for them, do green screen work, create small setups for their shoots. Or we can take the truck full of gear to their location and help them film.
Well, you know what's funny is when I came up and you know, we did a little project together, you actually had hired me to do an infomercial, and I came to your production facility, and, you know, I had told you that I had done some stuff, some shoots down in Lower Manhattan, and it was amazing that the studio space that you have in Meriden, you know, it just reminded me of being in studio space down in New York City on the Lower West Side, you know, down by Chelsea, you know, down where they film a lot of television shows. And, you know, you had the pipes up on the ceiling, and it just, the high ceilings, and it was just very industrial looking. So you wouldn't even know that you were in Meriden, Connecticut. You may as well have been in New York City. So it just felt exactly like a TV studio, you know?
Yeah, it was great having you there, Matt. You did a fantastic job as our spokesperson, and we really enjoyed working with you creating infomercials. And yes, the space is very similar to a lot of the spaces in New York that are basically repurposed warehouses. So yeah, it's a similar type of setup. The nice thing about it is that it's a multi-purpose facility, so we can film in and around the facility to create all of these different settings for people. So it works out really well.
You know, earlier you mentioned how this old house is, you know, evolving with all kinds of media, you know, streaming, live video. And that's the thing. A lot of the stuff now is on the web, and your facility can cater to streaming projects and anything on the internet as well. It doesn't just have to be on broadcast television.
Actually, most of the stuff that we do is for the web. Mm-hmm. A lot of the videos that are being done now are specifically for our company's website. So it ends up, you know, going to YouTube or directly onto their website as a clip for the visitors to watch. So the infomercials are explaining the various things about the business.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the acting jobs, as you know, commercial acting especially, has gone to commercials for YouTube and the internet. So it's, you know, an ever-changing world with all the streaming services with TV. So how do people find out more about Unit 2 Productions? And also, you know, if they want to check out all the stuff that this old house is up to.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking. They can find me at noelramos.com. They can find Unit 2 Productions at unit2productions.net. And This Old House is really easy. You just go to thisoldhouse.com. And the website's amazing. There's all sorts of stuff there.
Yeah, earlier you were talking about some of the stuff that they do on social media. And let's get back to some of the Instagram stuff that they're up to.
Sure. Well, Kevin O'Connor himself is really, he's become very skilled at creating video clips and video blogs and posting them on Instagram and Facebook. And folks are just loving that stuff. And the other hosts do the same thing. Jen has been doing it. Mauro does it. Richard does it. So folks can watch them personally recording themselves on the locations and at the different renovations, talking about the project. And a lot of this stuff is completely unrehearsed. They just go online and they tell folks what's going on. So it's just, you know, a guy working a job telling you what's happening.
How often do the episodes air? Every week?
Yeah. Yes. The content is ongoing. So it's, I mean, there isn't really a schedule anymore because of the way the industry has gone and a lot of it's streaming now. It's pretty much on demand. So you can watch whenever you want. And if you become an insider, there's a small fee for that. You can join the club. The insiders get to watch all the time. It's 24/7. You can go check out the live broadcasts from the renovations. You can go check out the different content that they're streaming to the insiders. So there's always something happening. If you go to the website, you can find all the different types of content that they're streaming 24/7.
Tell me about the project in Narragansett.
I have not been involved with the Narragansett project, but that is still ongoing. And right now, I think it's just on hold because, you know, it's tough right now during this pandemic for both the contractors and for the TV production crew. So sometimes they just have to put things on hold for a little bit. But that project is still ongoing.
Now, this old house, sometimes you'll watch it and you'll see these big, beautiful homes. And if you don't have a big, beautiful home, you can get a little envious of some of these homes. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, they cover everything from downtown lofts to country Victorians to little bungalows in the suburbs. And so they're accepting proposals for all styles and neighborhoods, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, anything from the smallest simple home renovation, simple fix, you know, simple electrical fix to opening up a wall to create more space to a total renovation of a building, all the way up to what they call their idea homes, which are the top of the line, you know, multi-million-dollar buildings that are renovated with all of the top of the line stuff and the cutting edge technology so that they can showcase this stuff to potential homeowners that are interested in either renovating or upgrading their houses.
So I want to ask you this, because you've been acting for a little while now, and you've been a graphic designer forever. And of course, now you're a grip on This Old House, which is just so exciting. I mean, like I said, the people just love the show. So tell me what you really love about being a grip as opposed to being an on-camera actor or a graphic designer.
That's a really great question. I actually love both sides of the camera. I can't get enough of either. I like acting. I like being a spokesperson or doing pretty much anything in front of the camera. Every opportunity I get, I take. But I love the crew work as well. I just really like the MacGyver aspect of it, the having to figure out how to do things, how to get the job done, the challenges that come with every single shoot, the little problems that you have to solve, and the things you have to do in order to get the shoot done. And I really like that about this old house. They let me be a MacGyver. I get to solve problems all day long and come up with unique ways of doing things. So it's really cool working on a smaller production like this where you get to stretch yourself and wear different hats during the shoot.
Yeah. And speaking of the shoot, how long is a typical shoot? How long, you know, in acting, it could be a 10-hour day before there's any overtime and that sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, now with the COVID protocols in place, we are supposed to, 10 hours should be the maximum. It used to be 12. So the day would be very long. And keep in mind that I have to get there before anybody else. And I have to go get the gear and I have to bring it to the shoot location and set it up. So I'm starting hours before anyone else. And then typically I'm one of the last guys to leave because I have to get all the gear put away. So I can often spend, 14 hours on a shoot day.
So what about, multiple days shooting? I mean, do you get a hotel if you're going to, say, New Hampshire or northern Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And do you like when you're on a multiple day shoot as opposed to, just one day?
Sure. Either way is great. I mean, they're all exhausting, but it's good exhaustion because you just love what you're doing. So, you're physically and mentally taxed. But by the end of the day, you have such a feeling of accomplishment that it's okay that you're tired and that your feet are sore because it's just worth it.
What could you tell us something that most people don't know about the show that goes on? Some sort of like behind the scenes thing. Do you have any thing in your back pocket about that we'd be interested in?
Well, I can tell you the opposite, which is kind of interesting. It's interesting with this old house in that the behind the scenes is not really behind the scenes. They actually let folks behind the curtain and they let them watch, this stuff in action. There's a very fluid line between cast and crew and production and renovation, which is kind of unique in television. So people get to see the behind the scenes as they're watching the show and watching the web content. They're often seeing the stuff going on in the background. A lot of times the crew is in the shot because you can't avoid it.
Yeah. I actually love that when I see the crews or any of the crew in the shot. So I'm glad you mentioned that because it makes you feel connected to the show. You don't feel like you're watching it. You feel like you're there being a part of the show. And I think that is just, you don't get that with any other television shows, but they do that on this old house. And I do want to mention two things before I let you go. This old house just seems so comforting. What do you think the reason for that is? Because it's just been around so long and people are used to seeing it on public television and different channels?
Well, actually, I think it's been around so long because it is comforting. Mm-hmm. Comforting. I think that the hosts are responsible for that. The production side of the show is very keen on making this show accessible to the viewers and breaking down that barrier between the viewer and the show hosts and crew, because it is a DIY home renovation show that's trying to help people do the work for themselves in the house and renovate their own homes. There's a connection there.
You know what I love about this old house, and I'm so glad I didn't forget to mention this, and we were talking about it off air when we knew that you were going to be featured on the Home for the Holidays special. And I love the fact that this old house doesn't sensationalize home renovations. They just, again, it's soothing. They don't overdo the special effects or camera angles. It's just nice and simple. And I think the simplicity of the way the show is shot just makes it so easy to watch.
It's not just the simplicity and ease of watching the show. It's the ease of understanding them when they're explaining how to do these things for yourself in your house. It's very educational and very easy for people to follow along and learn how to do this stuff for themselves. It's empowering for homeowners.
Yeah, and the key word there is you're exactly right. It's educational, whereas, you know, some of the copycat shows, they seem to create drama. And there's no drama on This Old House, which is so refreshing to just watch them do their thing without any added nonsense. You know what I mean?
Unless it's real drama like Carol and her house fire, unfortunately. But
yeah,
they try their best to deal with that, too.
Yeah, that's the real deal. That's real life stuff. Now, Noelle, I just want to thank you for being in the backyard with This Old House. And, you know, a big thanks to the whole crew in front of the camera, the host, as well as, you know, behind the scenes people, to the business people in Stamford, to the studio up in Massachusetts. It's just a wonderful thing to have you on the show. You know, any final parting words before we let you go?
Sure. I want to thank you. This is a great birthday present for me to be back on your show as a guest. So thank you very much for the opportunity. And I just want to give Kevin O'Connor a big shout out for doing the liner for us. I really appreciate it. And it's so cool of him to do that for us. And I also just want to say once again, Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays to all your listeners.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard, a podcast with Matt the Z-Man Zacho. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.